Hey, what's up, guys? It's John Shea. This is actually going to be episode 5 of the Testimonial Technique. Today I did an interview with a guy by the name of Jimmy Mancini. I found Jimmy on the Warrior Forum, and we used most of this interview to kind of just go over, you know, how Jimmy got started online. And Jimmy's actually created quite a few products. And what I really, really liked about this interview was I went into the interview with the understanding that we were going to talk a lot about a new WordPress plugin that he created called the Love-Hate plugin, which we did discuss. But he also brought up a really interesting product that he's created that you can use with YouTube, where you can actually embed annotations to external websites. I was always under the impression that you could only create YouTube videos and create annotations with other videos on YouTube linked in them. So he actually talks a lot about that and, you know, basically kind of gets into that a little bit towards the end of the interview. But this was a great interview. Check it out. Hope you like it. All right, so we're live with Jimmy. This is actually episode 5 of what I'm calling the Testimonial Technique. I guess for anybody watching this, if you know Jimmy, his name's Jimmy Mancini. He's actually from the UK. He's on the show today. He's actually going to share, talk a little bit about his WordPress plugin that he's coming out with, I believe, tomorrow, correct?
It was planned to go live tomorrow, but we changed the launch date to the 13th for next week. Seven more days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you've created what you call the Love-Hate plugin. I guess, do you want to talk a little bit about that plugin and really what that does and just kind of give us an overview?
Yeah, let me say something brief about me, you know, and about this plugin. I've been creating products for a while now, and I got into the Warrior Forum like a year and a half ago, and this will be my 12th product. I create software and ebooks and videos and strategies, and this plugin is very interesting. The interesting part as well is that at the same time, someone else creates something similar, and at the same time, I become a competitor of them.
Yeah.
But my plugin is a little bit different than that one. The other plugin is static. Mine is dynamic, and it has more features. One of the reasons, because I got the idea, and that what happens sometimes, you go on the Warrior Forum and you said, oh, wow, that's a great idea. Or, wow, I had that idea before, you know, or I wanted that, and now the product is there. So this idea of people, okay, because sometimes on Facebook you find people that, you know, there is a picture of a cat, maybe, or maybe it's a dead cat, and there are a lot of likes or dislikes. How can you dislike something? You know, it's like, no, that's disgusting, you know, or that's interesting, or, you know, I don't want to know about that, or, you know, have the possibility of give your opinion or show your emotions about something will help people to understand what you're sharing or what you want to say or what do you want to achieve. In this case, if someone, for example, okay, you have seen that maybe on Facebook, okay, someone, you know, pass away in the family, okay, and, you know, you can't like that, you know, it's kind of like, you know. So a lot of people, you know, that I was talking to as well, okay, you're saying it would be great if on Facebook or these sharing websites and social networking sites would be an option, you know, to dislike something or to, you know, to show an emotion about, you know, what I am sharing. And a few months after, okay, came this plugin, they become one of my competitors. But it didn't have all the features that I wanted. So at the same time, I was creating the thing slowly because I have a lot of products online. And I finished up creating this flyout box. It's a little box that goes on the side of the screen. and show you some options. So if you land on a page or a post on your WordPress blog, some people get annoyed, you know, with pop-ups or boxes and, you know, and toolbars floating around. And the difference with this plugin is that when you scroll down the page and you finish with a content, then the plugin will show up. Okay, it's a flyout box. And you will have some options, like saying, you know, share your opinion on Facebook. And you can say, I love it, I hate it, interesting, I like it. And you can customize it as well based on your market on each. I added all features as well, where you can use other social networks, like, for example, Pinterest, LinkedIn. But the most powerful feature of these is Facebook. It's more viral. If you click on I love it, it will post it in your Facebook wall. And all your friends and followers will see that, okay? It's not as a like, as a normal like button. This is more powerful because it will go straight to your wall. You know, you don't even have to buy something. You click it, you know, one more click, and then it's on your wall. Everybody will see it. So that is very viral. And another thing that I added to this plugin is as soon as you share your opinion, some people will go back to your website. You know, you go back to a website. And I create a thank you box. But on that thank you box, when you get minimized, you have the option to link or add links to affiliate products or to other related pages or posts on your site. So it's a complete solution for someone who really want to increase traffic on their site, improve the SEO, because now Google is checking those signals, social signals, and that helps you with the SEO on your site and the rankings on your site. The more vital, the more people is talking and sharing your site, it will help with the rankings. So I think I've been talking for a long time now. Carry on with you.
To add on to what you're saying, I actually know on my website, on my johnshay.net website, I actually got, I used a tactic to just, I literally just asked people to share and comment on my homepage. I used to have a Facebook plugin for comments at the bottom of my homepage. And what I did was I just asked people to share, and I had a Google Plus, a Facebook like button, and I believe a Twitter button. And I got over 400 Facebook likes, and I think hundreds of Twitter shares, and I think 200 Google Plus likes over a period of time, you know, probably about 2 months, just asking people on a regular basis. And it actually, my homepage now is ranked as a page rank 2. So, and that was all I did, just comments and those shares. I didn't do any backlinks or anything like that. And it now actually is page rank 2. And I think that's heavily because of the user interaction and the social sharing. So you're definitely right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That helped a lot. You know, things change, you know, in the past, in 2003, 2005, it was a paradise. Okay. You can stuff a lot of keywords, you know, and get a lot of backlinks from any random site and for amazing terms. Okay. So those days are gone. And you have to adapt. Yeah. You adapt, you know, to new challenges or opportunities, you can grow.
Yeah. Now, there was something else you mentioned I thought I'd bring up. So now you said with the plugin, it actually, when I get to the bottom of the content, it will, now something slides out at the bottom, and then it basically just comes right out and just says, hey, you know, do you want to share this? And you mentioned that if you do the love piece with the Facebook, or you like it, it'll immediately post to the Facebook wall. I know when you're looking at any content normally with the regular Facebook like buttons, if you hit the like, it will have a little piece come out and you can type in something you want to go along with your wall feed. Yeah. And what I figure is a lot of people don't do that. They just hit the like button and then they close that.
Yeah.
Now you said your plugin, it will instantly just post right to the wall and leave no comments. It'll probably just use a snippet of the article, I would think.
Yeah, it do that. But it gives you the option as well. What happens is that, you know, the flyout box or the slider comes in. Yeah. The options there, you know, I, you know, like, dislike, I hate it, you know, it's awful, or I want to buy it or whatever. You click it, it will open a Facebook window, yeah, and then you have the option to leave your opinion if you want. And then people usually, in our test, usually they click share straightforward and then go back to the website. That's the reason, because I created this small thank you box that rotate. You know, it's like you have like four, you can customize it for 5 seconds, says thank you, and then 5 seconds after said recommended for you, and you can add an affiliate link to something else, or, you know, it rotates, you can have something else, or recommended for you, and then you have a link to another post on your site. And those are the steps, yeah? The box, people click, get a Facebook share option where you can add if you want your comments, if you want additional. But, you know, the idea of creating this box was because, you know, people don't want to do that. Okay, sometimes, you know, oh, I love it. Yeah, click, I love it. I hate it. They click, I hate it. And then, you know, they have the option to click share because Facebook have to confirm it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, because this is more powerful than a like, because you will go with a snippet of your site, a picture, if you have a picture, well, any picture that you have on your site,
yep,
and you will go on your wall post, on your wall. And the virality of this is very vital. It's, all your friends will see it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I totally agree with you, because I know that in terms of just some of the stuff going viral, I've got a few pages that I've liked, and some of them will get, you know, thousands and thousands of likes just for a little photo, you know, and it's crazy how much some of this stuff can really go viral.
Yeah, that's true. Especially cats.
Yeah. 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 I've heard of people that just create, they create fan pages, and then they do specific you know, they'll target some niche, you know, like cats or dogs or something, and people love that stuff. So it just goes crazy viral, and they'll, you know, blow these fan pages up just from posting photos.
Yeah, the main thing is traffic in the end, yeah? That, because that viral situation will bring traffic back to your website. Yeah? It doesn't matter, you know, if you have a lot of likes and, you know, nothing happening. You want people to go back to your website and do something.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe, you know, click on a banner, or maybe, you know, get emails, or maybe, you know, you need to have an objective of that, all that sequence. Yeah? Because some people say, yeah, put a like there, whatever, no. You know, you need to have a sequence there. That the kind of funnels help you to make money and grow your website and grow your email list.
And, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had another question I was thinking of. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something on the plugin I thought I was going to ask, but you know, just as a general question, you know, what made you decide to create a WordPress social plugin? You know, because I know there's so many of these out there. You know, I actually I know that a fellow that I've been following, he created like a social locker. So when you know, like you mentioned earlier, the lockers, I think some of those aren't all that great. But I just know that there's so much out there in terms of like social sharing plugins. Like what made you decide to pursue that versus maybe doing a different type of product?
And there is a book that I would recommend to a lot of people. Okay, I will start saying, okay, I'm doing businesses since the 90s, and you know, I've been on the internet since the 90s, and that was something. I have some breaks. I have some companies, you know, crazy companies, even from Seduction, you know, pick up artists and stuff, you know, and, amazing things, you know, and you learn a lot, really. And something that you realize is that I will say the name of the book soon. Something you realize is that some people may have good ideas. Oh, I have a great idea about, you know, this machine that, you know, I don't know, that you can put ants inside and, you know, can make some decoration, crazy thing. That, you know, who wants that? You know,
yeah.
You need to ask the market what they want. You need to find a problem. You have to give them a solution.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Usually, yeah. There's a book called by Mr. DeMarco called Fastlane Millionaire. I will give you a link. I will give you a link so you can.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I want to say that I listened to a podcast and he was mm-hmm. featured in it. And I think he's the one that he was very strong about the idea behind, you know, a lot of people don't like the whole get rich quick kind of, mm-hmm. you know, mindset or that yeah. thought. And he was kind of the other, like he wasn't really about get rich quick, but his definition of get rich quick was, and I'm hoping this is the same person. I think it is because I'm trying to remember the book, but his yeah. definition of get rich quick was, you know, somebody that spends 2 years and they could get to a point where they're making quite a bit of money in a shorter amount of time, not like, you know, a month, but, you know, 2-3 years where they're making a lot of money because they worked really hard and got to that point. I think he might be the one that wrote that.
Could be. The idea is that in that book, okay, because, you know, sometimes you go in through life, okay, and you hear a lot of people and you read a lot of books and you hear a lot of advice and you think, oh, wow, yeah, that's interesting. But the cool idea about this book, in my opinion, was that it condensated, it put all together, all the things they already knew, but they were all together there. And, you know, some people think, okay, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this 9-to-5 job, you know, and, you know, I'm going to, you know, work 40 years or whatever, you know, and then I'm going to be millionaire. Like, you know, so I don't want to enjoy my money, you know, when I'm 70, 80, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a joke, you know, a 70-something, 80-something year old guy with a super Ferrari in a wheelchair, you know, in the hood, you know, like, come on. It's like, you don't have to wait so long, yeah? And it's not about, well, getting rich quick, you know, it's about you have to work hard, you have to find a problem, give a solution, and then, you know, grow from it and focus on it, you know, and this concept about, you know, problem solution is one of the most amazing things now, because you online, you can find all these forums, all these books or places where you can really find out what people want, and you can give it to them. You can deliver to them in different formats, you know, ebooks and videos or membership sites or software or plugins or, you know, several things. And going back to your question about the plugin, this competitor created a big buzz. You know, a lot of people is talking about this new plugin. So the market is very hot right now. So and I thought about this idea before. So it's a right moment to launch it because people might be looking for an alternative with more features, maybe cheaper. And that's the main thing. You know, the market is aware of that. They want the kind of plugin, and it's a right moment to launch something similar. In the past, for example, last year, I create different products, and I knew when Pinterest came out that it would be hot. So I create a Pinterest marketing guide plus a simple software to post the hot products from Amazon in your Pinterest account, and, you know, and profit from it. Things change, but that what was hot at that time. Then I knew a lot of people were aware of YouTube. And I create a ranking system. I create as well for Kindle books as well, products. And my previous product was something very interesting. YouTube launched a new feature where you can add an external link in annotations to your website.
Yeah.
And you have a YouTube video and you can add a link wherever you want pointing to your website. You know, in the past you can only do it, you can only point to other videos or to your channel, but never outside YouTube. So I created a product and, you know, it was a great success, and I sold a lot of copies, you know, and I knew that people wanted that because even YouTube doesn't explain it very well.
Yeah.
So I put, you know, I broke down the process and give it to them, and, you know, you have a product there. So that's what people wanted. So
you found the problem and then you solved it with the solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the most interesting part of all this. With this plugin as well, this will fix a couple of things or help people in a couple of ways. And is getting traffic, more traffic, viral traffic, and improving their SEO. And I created several videos, some preview videos that maybe you will share a link later, you know, for your viewers, and they will find out more about the plugin.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. So that, I mean, obviously I know we've been talking about your social plugin, but so you said that this other product that you created was actually to allow people to go to other videos from YouTube, you said?
No, to your website, external websites.
From YouTube.
From YouTube itself. Yeah. And even if you embed that video in some website, or sometimes people, you know, grab videos to use on their own website.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this, that in, we noticed an increase on traffic, amazing traffic we did, was that we have these out, you know, these blogs, you know, and there are some people who have these auto blogs, and they grab videos or content from our main websites.
Yeah.
So we knew that we had a lot of these embedded videos somewhere else, and who knows where. So we added in some of the videos this external link pointing to an affiliate offer. And we increase our commission like 200-300%, you know, overnight. Because, you know, these nice people were using these auto blogs were embedding our videos in their content. And then, you know, people were maybe watching the videos on their high traffic websites with our, you know,
with
our
video there, with our link there.
And that was linking to our properties, you know, and to our affiliate programs that we were promoting. And that was very powerful, yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome because, I mean, you're basically – people are using your product, and because they're using it with their own content that's got, you know, high visibility traffic, then it's just even more eyes on your stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. And as I'm telling you, this product is not even a kind of product. It's a strategy. YouTube allow you to do that. This is under YouTube terms of service.
Yeah.
So you have a YouTube video. You want to add a link now for – to your website, okay, to this interview itself. So
right.
People may find you on YouTube, you know, by interviews. And you put an annotation on the top, you know, click here for, you know, to go to my website to get a free something. People will click on the video and go to your website. So it's
quite now, cool. With this plugin, I mean, obviously, no, is it obviously, I don't know if it's like a WordPress plugin, but, you know, regardless, what I wanted to ask was that, is this something that you would be able to, you know, if someone's viewing the video right on YouTube, or does it have to be embedded on a website for that that feature to work?
Either way. It's not a plugin. It's a feature from YouTube.
Okay.
So I just broke down the steps, and I explained how to do it. Because as I'm telling you, I told you before, is that YouTube is not making it so clear or so easy. You have to follow like 4 steps, yeah, and I broke down each step. You know, what you have to do is a PDF guide. You know, it's 20-something pages, I think. So
yeah.
I create videos as well explaining how to do it. And you follow the steps. And then, you know, easily you can add a link on your YouTube video. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a review copy so you can use it by yourself.
Yeah, no, that sounds really useful. I mean, that like if I were, you know, this interview is going to be on YouTube. You know, that's where people would be either viewing this embedded on my site, or maybe if it's been shared otherwhere, you know, other places. But if, you know, let's say you're watching this right now on YouTube, you know, this will be great because someone would be able to see, and I'm assuming it's like an annotation that shows up and someone can just click on it. And then that will, I'll probably just link it back to say my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really awesome. Cause I know that's definitely something that people are looking for.
Yeah. It's very good. Depending. Yeah, we can add that link to the bottom of this interview. It's up to you, you know. But I will send you a review copy as soon as we finish with
this interview. Yeah, that's great. I definitely appreciate it. It'd be great for these interviews, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know if you, did you want to do some general questions, some of the other stuff that we talked about before we started the interview?
Yeah, for sure. We still have like, we can have like 5-7 more minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, you know, obviously you're doing a lot of product creation. You know, what got you started in all this? Was there something like you saw online that just intrigued you? Like, oh, I really want to start creating products, or I really want to get into selling, you know, anything to do with internet marketing or just product creation in general. Like, what was it that got you started in that initially?
Let's go a little bit back in the past. I created my first online product back in 2000. The stronger one, because I want to say that one that I really pushed, was in 2005. It was an ebook about how to pick up women or something like that. And yeah, it was quite successful. It was on ClickBank and was quite good, because one, at that time, even right now, if you write an ebook or you write something that offers you, you know, being an author, how you to grow to get you know, well known in other circles. So that helped me to access the, in that time, the PUA community here in London, the pickup artist community.
Yeah.
And from there, over the next 2-3 years, I believe up to 2007, end of 2007, I was the creator of one of the first seduction school in the UK. So we had boot camps and everything, but everything started with this book, you know, with this ebook, you know, that grew my reputation. And then, you know, I started giving seminars. So I started helping people, okay? And I started running these boot camps, you know, every weekend, charging like £500 per person.
Wow.
You have an average of 15, 20 per weekend. And I had business partners. So when you have business partners as well, you have to be careful. And we fell out, have problems, lost a lot of money. But and then I learned a lot. And I got more involved online. And I started promoting as well affiliate offers by 2007, 2008. And at that time, I had an SEO company. I really hated to have clients, because some of them didn't understand. You know, like, you know, they said, okay, yeah, I want to be, you know, in the first position. I said, okay, yeah, let's go ahead. I explained them a bit. And then they were like, next day, oh, you know, like, you know, we're not there anymore. You know, we're not there yet. Come on, you hire me yesterday, man. Come on. Was, you know, and then I hired people, you know, to handle them. And then to 2009, you know, me and my business partner, we decided to stop with that company as well. And I got more into my own properties. I said, you know, I heard that from Frank Kern, I think, the same term I was using, you know, I'm going to fire my clients. I'm going to fire them. I don't want clients anymore. No, thank you. You know, I'm going to do everything online. And I start pushing. I start pushing an affiliate offer. I start with email marketing. And I got good connections, because over the years I met interesting people, internet marketing people here. And I started doing some email. I become good on email. And some companies were asking me, can you do some email marketing for us? And I said, yeah, I can do it. I help you. And I started getting email lists, big email lists. And I started promoting services here. Like in the UK, we have something called British Gas, for example. We have utilities. Utilities, we have other services, and that was huge. I started making thousands of pounds, you know, emailing those offers. Like,
wow.
That's amazing, you know, like, great. And then, you know, as an affiliate, that's a problem. If they change something, they said, oh, you know, by the way, you know, we changed our rules, you know, from now on, we're only going to pay for these kind of leads. And then all your business fall down, because they decide, oh, instead of paying, you know, I don't know, £100 per lead, we're going to pay you £3 per lead. Like, what? So all the business went down like this, like, you know, one day to the other was like crazy. Anyway, but I acquired knowledge based on that. I become very good in email marketing. So I decided to create a membership site about email marketing. And that's what I have. Well, I can share the link with you as well. It's a private community. I charge I charge like $500 per access to the community. But it's very private, okay? We have big companies there, you know, and, you know, I have a criteria to access, and I have software and amazing things there. But that's the thing, you know, you learn something somewhere, you know, you become good in something, and you can really profit as well from that knowledge. So I continue creating, you know, my own properties, and I realized by 2009, 2010, you know, it's like I'm tired of affiliate marketing in some way, because I'm still doing some affiliate, but I can't focus all my effort and energy, you know, and give it away, you know, to someone, to build someone else's business. And I said, okay, what if I create my own things? And I started creating these little products in different niches. And by 2011, I think I launched my first 2011, 2012, 2012. Yeah, 2012. I created my first WSO about the Kindle ranking system
Yeah.
because I had an SEO company. So I tried to, you know, I knew about SEO. I know about SEO. So I said, okay, let's try to break down, you know, the ranking system of Kindle books. Okay, how can you rank your books there? At that time, you know, that's how it works. And I shared that, and a lot of people, you know, sent me. I got some amazing emails, you know, of people outros, and you thank you very much, okay, for helping me to become number one, you know, in my niche or something. Like,
Right,
amazing.
right.
And that's how I started. I started creating products and products and more products. And then now what is WSO production, you know, creating these products is like 15, 20% of my income maybe. And it's good. And but you know, as I'm telling you, and maybe to finish with this interview, okay, you can't focus only on one little thing, okay? Maybe you can start with one thing. You know they're working, you know it works, you know, you can improve, you know, make it better. You have all the little things, you know, it's like this saying, okay, don't put all your eggs in the same basket or something like that, yeah. But, of course, you need to focus on one thing sometimes. You know, you focus on this project, you make it work, you know, you make it good, good. It's working, you know, let's carry on. Next project, let's make it work, you know. But until you don't have this project working, don't go for the next shiny thing. Oh, yeah, oh, this, oh, yeah, I can make money here. Oh, I can make money here. And like, you know, you lose focus. You can't do it that way. Yeah. So that's a message that maybe I would like to share with everyone. You know, like, you know, focus on something, you know, do it right, you know, profit from it. And then if you can automate it in some way, you know, and it's working and giving you money, you're there. You know, go back to fix it if there are problems, we improve it, and then carry on next project. Yeah. But you know, avoid this shiny thing syndrome, you know, it's kind of like, you know, something that affect a lot of people, you know, in the
Oh
internet.
yeah. No, I'm totally a victim of that, 'cause it's been almost a year for me since getting involved with internet marketing. And honestly, the reason that I started this idea was because I was so interested in what everybody was doing. I thought this would be a good way to focus and still kind of, you know what I mean? 'Cause everybody I talk to is doing something different. So, I could talk to somebody tomorrow who's, they're not interested in WordPress or doing plugins, and they might not even have a website for all I know. People are just doing completely different things, and if somebody finds something that works for them and they focus on that, then it will, you should see results, as long as you're maybe focusing on, like what you said earlier, you're actually focusing on someone's problem, with you're solving their solution. You're coming up with a solution for their problem.
Yeah, that's best thing you can do, really. And there are so many niches, okay? So many problems around, really. This is some people, you know, get crazy. Like, oh, I don't know what to do. There's nothing to do there. Or it's only this little thing. But you know, it's only checking around. You know, reading the reviews, maybe on Amazon, or you know, asking people when you go around. You know, what do you think is missing here? A lot of people from, you know, who wants to focus maybe on local businesses. They can offer them a lot, some several things, you know, and if they focus on that, okay, they should start and finish it. Yeah, it's like, you know, until they get good on it, then move on to the next thing, maybe, but not like, oh, this a little thing, no, it doesn't work. Next, no, it doesn't work. Next, no, like, you know, focus. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean that's something too. I know obviously we've been talking, for anybody listening, just in case you don't know, a lot of the products that Jimmy's created are on what's called the Warrior Forum, which is an internet marketing forum. And if you go into a section that they have on the Warrior Forum, it's called WSO, or Warrior Special Offers. And there are so many products in there that, if you even bought, 10 of them and tried to go through all of them, it's so easy to like read something. And a lot of the information is always good in almost anyone that I've checked out. And it's more or less coming down to actually following the steps and what they tell you to do. There are some things I purchased a WSO that had a tactic that I knew would work, but it wasn't something I was particularly interested in. So I decided, I wasn't going to do it. So I mean, that's really all in it too.
I know a lot of the stuff that they have out there, some of it's a mystery. You know, people will just say it's not this, 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 or this, but then they'll, you know, they're not going to really tell you, because obviously they don't want to give away their product.
Yeah. A lot of marketing strategy that way. Yeah. They do that. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, like you were just saying, you got to look at, the reviews. You know, there's a lot of people who are putting out positive comments and stuff. If something is working for them, then, you know, mm-hmm. base it on the reviews and then go off that.
Yeah, that's a good starting point. And focusing in what you really want, you know, having an objective, maybe, you know, some people, you know, if you have a full-time job or something, okay, don't jump and say, oh, I'm going to start making millions on internet marketing. Yeah. Because that's, anything else, you require a lot of work. Yeah, it's not, you know, some people may paint, oh, yeah, I'm in the beach, you know, doing this and that. No, it's not always like that. Okay, we have more free time, we have more flexibility, but that doesn't mean, you know, we're laying down, you know, doing nothing, you know, but you have to work hard. Maybe when you work hard, you know, and you put a lot of effort in something, you know, you profit from it, you can take a long break, you know, go to the beach, enjoy, and carry on, but you have to work hard. And not that hard, maybe, like, you know, for me, you know, I always hate that 9 to 5, like waking up and, you know, having a boss or something like that. It was never for me, you know, I can't stand that. And, you know, but no,
that's where I'm at right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my goal is to eventually, you know, focus on these interviews, and I know that it's profitable because there's other people that are doing it and having success. So if I continue to do this and keep going with it, and then eventually I could get to that point, you know, over if I work really hard for 2 years, you know, on this. And
it look at that. Yeah, I definitely you will do very well with it. And the best part, and maybe something you don't realize right now, is anyway, I will say a couple of things. Number one, you're getting a good connection with people, and you are, you know, building a kind of mastermind group, you know, because you can always contact us, reach us. And second, you're getting more knowledge. You're becoming, you know, more knowledge. You have more knowledge, you know, you're like getting more clever every day with all this information.
Every person I talk to, you know, I learn something from.
So, you know, in a few months, you know, we'll say you will start getting more famous, you know, more popular, and it will be easier for you, part of you, okay, because you're getting out of your comfort zone to do this, and you're doing it very well. And I wish you, you know, really that, you know, that best, you know, successes on all this. And I, for sure, you will continue growing.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. Do you want to wrap things up, or do you want to do a few more questions? What are you thinking?
No. Let's finish, because I really need to run somewhere.
That's fine. Yeah. So, I guess for anybody listening still, you know, this just to wrap this up, you know, if like I said at the beginning, if you happen to know Jimmy, you know, if you've worked with Jimmy, you've bought a product from Jimmy, you know, what I'd like you to do is leave a testimonial or leave a positive comment about about some of his products. You know, it sounds like I know, you know, you've got this new product coming out. It's called a Love Hate Plugin. And we also talked about your YouTube. Is there a name for that product? Is that like an ebook? You said that it was.
If you Google YouTube external link.
Okay.
You find it on the Warrior.
Yeah, I'll have a note. You know, so anybody can check out a link.
And for my plugin, is the URL is lovehateplugin.com, and it's coming soon on the 13th of May.
Yep. So I'll put a link to that as well. I mean, I guess, like I said, you know, you can go to my blog. It's just john-shea.net, jwaychen-shea.net. Is there a particular blog, like a main blog that you use for your content?
Not really.
You just do the products.
I'm trying to avoid Twitter right now. And I have a very tight community on Facebook, 1,500, very tight community.
Oh, wow.
I have friends there, but... yeah, maybe soon I will launch something. I'm working on something to launch a big internet marketing site. Cool. Well, I'll let you know about it soon.
Yeah. No, I'd like to hear about it. But I'll definitely put a link in at the bottom of the show notes for the product. You know, these products. Mm-hmm. They sound really, really interesting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Please add the links there, and guys, please click the links below or wherever you're putting the links. And yeah, it was great to talk to you, and I wish you all the best in all your interviews.
Yeah, thanks. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap this up, and it was great talking to you, Jimmy. I hope, you know, if you come up with any products in the future, you know, like you said, you're coming out with this other course, I'd definitely like to have you on again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Bye, John.
Talk to you later. You have a good day.